This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
I called a few weeks back during the Facebook Live show and talked to you about the Air Force base that I work at. And I just wanted to call in and give you another story. And this happened about 15 years ago when my wife was pregnant with our third daughter. And as anybody knows, the more women you have in a house, the more house you have to have. So we started looking for a bigger place, and we came across a rental that was in our budget. And the day that I walked through with the owner, I remember being pleasantly surprised about how open and airy and inviting the house felt. That they're really, it seemed like light touched every corner of the house. And so that made me happy, and we took it. Now, the very first night that we slept there, I remember having a dream. And in the dream, I was walking up the ladder into the attic. And as soon as I poked my head through the opening, I saw an older lady and two older gentlemen. And I remember hearing her say, "Yes, I think we'll let them stay." And that was in the dream. But I remember the dream vividly when I woke up the next morning, and it kind of gave me a good vibe. Now, the first thing that happened to me beyond being asleep, I was at home alone, which doesn't happen often, and I was reading a book while sitting on the couch. Excuse me. And I heard the hallway doorknob turn, and I saw the hallway door open, and I saw this same older lady poke her head through and look around, and when she saw me, she looked startled because I don't think she thought anybody was home. Well, she hurried on back the other way and closed the door, and I could hear footsteps walking away. I kind of chuckled. I wasn't too put out about it. Like I said in my last call, I don't really get scared about anything paranormal. I just get surprised every now and again. Now, this is a very old house. I don't know how old it was, but it had been added on to at least four times. And when you go into the attic and look at the different construction, you can see that the original footprint of the house, none of the lumber that they used was dimensional. It was all rough cut, rough hewn, and it was really just kind of pieced together. And the entire house had hardwood floors, and the house was about a foot and a half, 2 feet off the ground with the crawl space underneath. So anywhere you were in the house, you could hear or feel somebody walking in another part of the house. Second thing that I remember happening is my wife was standing at the sink doing dishes, and I was in the living room, and she called for me in a rather troubled voice. And when I went in there, I asked her if she was okay, and she was on the verge of tears. She said, "The lights went off, and I heard somebody walking away." And I looked down at the light switch, and it was indeed turned off. And it was, to me, it was a funny event because my wife had always poo-pooed the paranormal back when we first got married. And so, of course, being the good husband I am, I teased her about it for a very long time. The other event, my mother-in-law had to come stay with us for a while because of financial troubles or whatever, and she didn't want to live in the house with us, so she preferred to sleep in an Airstream trailer in the backyard. And she told me one night that she keeps hearing people outside of the trailer talking, but they're not talking loud enough for her to understand what they're saying. And whenever my mother-in-law was there at the house by herself, things would happen to her as well. She told me about sitting at the dining room table and the kitchen sink came on. When she was taking a shower, the sink in the bathroom would turn on or the toilet would flush. And stuff like that didn't happen to anybody else, just to her. And so, I don't know why she got that kind of treatment. She wasn't very scared about it either. And like I said, the entire time we were there, we never felt anything malicious while we were there. And the last event I want to tell you about, I was working 7 days a week, 12 hours a day. We were doing a hard pull up at the base. And I remember coming home one night, and after I've had my shower, I was going to go straight to bed. And I opened the door to the bedroom, and one of the older gentlemen was standing at the foot of the bed looking at my wife. And I could see him clearly because we always slept with the TV on. And I remember looking at him, and I walked right past him, and I remember saying to myself, I don't have time for this. And I went in bed and went to sleep. But when I woke up the next morning, I remember that just as clear as day, too. But I did not tell my wife about it. So those are my stories of the time in that house. And like I said last time I talked to you, really appreciate what you guys do. It's an hour and 15-minute drive one way for me to and from work. And since I found your podcast, it's the only thing I listen to. So thanks again.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.